Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to thank each and every one of you, those who have just now joined, those who are joining, and those who will come at a later time. Remember that all of the ministries, all of the shows are archived, meaning that you can listen to the ministries at any time and at your leisure. I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. And I have a very special program for you on tonight. We're going to have a book study with a spiritual guide on the go by yours truly. We're going to talk about the faith that we should have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how to maintain and how to build that faith as we go about this journey. And part of building faith is being the light of the world. Amen. Because once you're the light of the world, your faith begins to increase because you know that God is on your side. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136. I'm going to give you time to turn there. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless each person who's on the line, bless those who are coming, and bless those who will hear this at a later time. We ask, would something be said or done that would magnify who you are? And would you bless the revelation and the word to come down, Heavenly Father, and to fall, Heavenly Father, like rain? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you're doing and the things you're going to do. And we ask, would you continue to help to uplift and empower us to be better people for you? And now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And on today, I want you to go ahead and get out your sheet of paper and a pencil. And I may have to take a cough drop, but we're going to carry on. But here we go. So we're going to talk today a little bit about faith. If you remember, on about a week ago, we had a teaching on helping, and we talked about the significance of helping, and we talked about how much ever we deposit, that's how much we get back. And one of the things that we talked about was making sure that we're doing what God has asked us to do, because we all have gifts and talents, and everyone is able to help in some way. It doesn't have to always be financially, but you can help with your time. You can help open the door for someone. I saw that a lot today, and I really like that. You can help by smiling at someone and just being nice and kind and nature. But we're going to talk a little bit about faith, because as God is showing me, I want you to understand this before we get into the teaching of faith. Faith is very small, okay? Faith is very small. God says that, you know, people don't really understand or see your faith. Amen. People do not understand that, because faith is internal. It's not not external. And God is showing me, he says, the reason why he says we walk by faith and not by sight is because it's not external. We can't see it. It's not on the outside of us. When people greet us, right, they can't tell that we have the love of God until we start talking or until the way we live. And so God says faith is internal. Okay, he says, but once you begin to increase your faith, once we begin to increase our faith, it becomes external. Okay, so we're going to look at that. I know that this seems very complicated, but it's not. I'm going to simplify it because I pray to God. So I want you to write down, as the Lord is showing me, I want you to write down three things for me, okay? I want you to write down faith. Okay. I want you to write down internal, and I want you to write down external, and I want you to write beside internal science and beside external math, and God is going to explain that to us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's talk a little bit about faith. In this book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Alfreda Love, which we're promoting, but this has some good godly things in here that will help us to grow as people. We talk about faith. Spiritual faith is that unseen faith in which we know that a real God exists. Let's talk about this for a second. Unseen. These are things that are not obvious, things that we do not see with our eyes. This is unseen. So when we look at it, I want you under internal, I want you to put unseen. Matter of fact, you can put unseen or not seen. It doesn't matter. Okay? Unseen or not seen. Okay? Although God is not physically visible, did you hear what I said? Because there's a connection between God and faith. Okay? And I want to simplify this, but right now we are categorizing. And what I mean by categorizing is we're putting these key words under different categories because God is going to paint a picture for us. But we have to dissect. That's a science term. We have to dissect. We have to break it apart. We have to make it simplify where the saints of God can understand it, because God says that this is it seems very easy, but it's not, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And a lot of us lose our faith when things come our way. So it's very important. So only thing you should have down right now for those who are joining is faith, internal, external. Beside internal, I want you to put science. Beside external, I want you to put math. The only category that we have filled right now is internal, which is unseen or not seen. Okay? Although God is not physically visible, I want you to put God under internal. Okay? I'm getting happy. 11:1 reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to say that again because I want you to hear me, because a lot of people read that verse and you just carry on. You don't think about the words. You don't think about breaking it down. 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to put faith. Okay, now listen to me very closely. Okay, the word faith, we already have a category for faith. But faith, God says, faith is not birth existence until faith, first of all, is internal, and then faith becomes external. Okay, so we can put faith under internal and external. We're going to explain that later. Don't worry about it because you'll get confused. The evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once again, we don't have to write unseen because we have that already. Now, we have knowledge of faith, and we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. Amen? We saw that in Genesis. Is that right? So when you read Genesis, you know that God created the heavens and the earth. So that, those things on earth is seen because it was made by God. Did you hear what I said? This is very important. I want you to really listen to me, okay? I want you to listen because you can get lost in this. Listen. Slow down. Listen. Because you have to understand this. This is very important. This is for my millionaire group, my 2 millionaire group, and this is also for the individuals who are listening, okay? This is for everybody. Hear me out. I'm going to say it again. This book has a lot of great things in here, I'm telling you. Listen to me closely, okay? Through our knowledge of faith and our understanding, we understand that God created the heavens and the earth because that is related in Genesis, and we see things on a daily basis. And the only reason why we see it is because it was made by God. Did you hear what I said? The only reason why we see these things that we've hoped for, the only reason why we see this world is because it was made by God. God is external. Somebody said, well, God lives on the inside. We're going to talk about that. We already have God up here for internal. But there is another God is external as well. Okay? All right. Now, somebody right now, let's take a little break here, okay, because I want this to marinate in your mind. We don't have anything under faith. Faith cannot, I want you to forget about faith right now as far as a category. Faith cannot come into existence. It cannot be birthed until you have internal and external things, okay? Listen to me closely. Now, with internal and external, right? The only thing you should have is unseen or not seen, God, faith, okay? And that's a science. External, you should have faith in God. Now, within the Bible, Jesus Christ performed many miracles. Those miracles were seen, so I want you to put miracles under external miracles. What are some examples? Dr. Love of miracles. Well, Jesus healing the sick, the woman with the issue of blood, the Hebrew boys, Jesus giving sight to the blind. Amen. Those are miracles that God performed. Some of the miracles performed were the creation of the world. We talked about that. Okay. So external, put creation. Okay. The existence of mankind and many other miracles are found in the Bible. The account of the woman, we said that, with the issue of blood can be found in St. Matthew's 9:30. It can be found in St. Matthew's and St. Luke 8:43-48. How do we use our faith in our daily walk? How do we use our faith in our daily walk? That is a question. How do we use our faith in our daily walk? That in a few minutes. Before I get into the other section about faith through giving, I want to, first of all, explain to you the internal and external, okay? Now, faith is anything that you ask God for that you do not already have. Did you hear what I said? Faith, write it down, because you need to know this, is anything that we ask God for and we do not have it yet. And yet is very huge in that because it's coming, okay? Faith is anything that you ask for, anything that I ask for from God that we do not already have. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're asking, you're hoping for it, and the evidence of things not seen. God brings it to pass. God gives it to you. It's coming. Do you hear what I said? All right. Internal. Internal is anything on the inside. I want you to put inside. Okay. Internal is a science. God calls it a science because it's made up of a lot of things, of a lot of matter. As a matter of fact, it's made up of things, the internal part. They're internal. We have internal parts. We have internal organs that keeps our bodies functioning. God says this internal, unseen faith that he gives helps us to increase our faith in him. Faith starts internally. Faith is a science. The reason why, I want you to put internal, you have to follow me now. I want you to put internal. I want you to put faith. And I want you to put science. And I want you to put at the top God. Okay? So God is at the top. Then you have internal, faith, and science. Now, okay, that's your visual. All right. God, unseen. Internal, unseen. You cannot see what your organs are doing. Faith, unseen. Science. Science is composed of matter. In this particular thing, we're talking about what's on the inside. Those things are unseen. Okay? All right. Let me explain this as God is given, and I want you to hear me out, okay, because this is very important. Because as I said before, opportunities are coming. Opportunities came today, right, to expand your business, things of that nature. Listen to me closely, okay? All right. Now, in this faith walk, right, God is saying that many of us are asking for things, those things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. We're asking God, and God says through the asking, that is an act of faith, because we don't see God with our eyes. But from reading and from building with the Word of God, we know that God exists. We know that. And so when we talk about when we're speaking to God, this is the first point. When we're speaking to God, God says, make all of your requests known unto him. That is having faith in God, that God is able to answer. Likewise, God says, when you go through the storms of life, when we go through the storms of life, God says, all of our cares upon him. That doesn't mean that you hold something back or that you go in your own strength and take care of the situation. God says, have faith in him. And God says that speaking is the first phrase or is the first step to having external faith that is obvious, external faith that is viable, external faith that actually moves, external faith that actually changes situations. But God says you must speak it in the atmosphere. Listen to me closely when we talk about this. Speaking, you have to have something inside of you to have the courage enough to speak and say, Lord, I know you can do it. You know, we talk about encouraging ourselves. We talk about encouraging other people. We talk about being positive to other people, but we have to be positive to God. God, I know you can do it. God, I ask you for it. I know you're able to give it. Lord, I know you're able to remove this mountain. I know you're able to move, open this door. I know you're able to bless me with this. I know you're able to bless me with that. I know you're able to increase my ministry, my strength. We have to speak it in the atmosphere. I know it sounds very simple, and you've heard this 1,000 times, but this is part of the birth of faith that causes situations to change, that causes your circumstances to change, that causes things to come into your life, the law of attraction. This is the law of God. Amen. If you want to attract God into your life and let the Lord take over your life and the Lord to bless you abundantly, you must speak these things, and you must tell God, I know you can do it, Lord. It's kind of like you're encouraging your child. It's kind of like you're encouraging your family member. It's kind of like you're encouraging your associates. I know you can do it. I know that you can run up that mountain. I know that you're going to be successful. So when we ask God, God says that many of us, listen to me closely because I'm guilty of this as well, many of us, we go to God in prayer. Lord, bless me, Heavenly Father, to be able to minister to individuals, be able to speak to individuals, and we leave it right there. God says it's more to it than that. Lord, I know you can give me the words. Lord, I know you can give me the anointing. Lord, I know you can bless me to be on many platforms. Lord, I know we have to say that. We have to make those affirmations to God like we do to the people. God says encourage yourself, encourage others, but we have to show God that we really believe that God can do it. Okay? We know that there is a God. God is unseen. But from from the things that happen in our lives and how God changes circumstances and the favor and grace and mercy that God gives, I know for a fact that God is able. I know for a fact that God can bless the iFreedomLoveShow.com. I know for a fact that God can open up doors. I know for a fact that God can bless anybody. I know that. Those are the type of affirmations. Those are the type of things that we have to, when we talk to God and go to God, we have to say those things, and that helps to birth the faith. That helps us because, see, we're practicing. And so when it comes externally, which we haven't even gotten to yet, it will be easy. God calls it, he says it's ministry. He calls it an anointing. He calls it having faith and having belief in God, that God can remove that mountain out of your life. He says, because when the storms come, we can't have a passive prayer. A lot of people say, just say, Lord, have mercy. But if you have breath in your body and you're able to utilize your words, you tell God, God, I know you can do it. Lord, I know you can remove this mountain. I know you can change this situation, and God will do it. Did you hear what I said? God will do it. That's a revelation. He says it's unseen. You have no idea. We have no idea of the mountains that God has moved already. And so we have to tell God, I know I have grande faith in you, Lord. I know that you can remove this mountain. I know that you can bless me to walk through this valley. I know that you can open up this door. Those are the types, because when we pray, we ask, Lord, we ask that you bless this ministry, Lord. Lord, I know you can bless this ministry. I know that you can bless the people who are surrounded with this ministry. We have to have those affirmations, and we have to let people know, ministers, when you are preaching or evangelists or prophets, when you are in conferences and things of that nature, you have to, you can pray really hard. You can pray unto God really hard, but you have to have those affirmations after that. Lord, I know you can remove the mountain. I know you can open up those doors. Lord, I've seen you do it before. I know, Lord, you can change circumstances. We have to tell God that, but don't know that God can move mountains. Did you hear what I said? That's how faith grows. That's how we minister. That's how we teach. We have to have those affirmations afterwards. People know that prayer is relevant. People know that prayer exists. People believe in God, but they don't know the power of God because we don't tell them the power of God when we're praying. I'm guilty of it. When we're praying, we don't say, Lord, I know you can remove the mountains. I know that you can bless us like you did Moses. I know that you can cover us like you did Noah. We don't say those things, so people don't know. And so people go to God passively. Lord, I'm going through this situation, and I ask that you just move in it. No, Lord, I'm going through this situation, and I know you can remove these mountains. I know that you can bless me to climb these hills because I've seen you do it before. Those type of affirmations, because when you're praying, and especially ministers, prophets, when you're praying over people and you have that anointing, the people who are standing by need to know and understand the power of God. Because I told you before, we're going to have an influx of people coming to the house of the Lord, right? And it's very important that we not talk about the power of God, but we show people the power of God when we pray. There must be power. And so in looking at faith, God said it's a science. Why is it a science? When we talk about God, it's a science. Because God says that anything that takes up space is science. Things that we can see and things that we can't. Think about the air. And God says that God is everywhere. He's our space. And because he has so much space, God has the whole world in his hands. When we pray, our faith becomes awakened. It has to wake up when we start talking about the power of God. Pray internally, because whatever is in our hearts is going to come out. When we pray, we don't just say, Lord, I'm asking you, would you move? No, Lord, I know you can move in this situation. Lord, I know you can change this thing around. Those things, we have to pump God up too. Not that God needs pumping, but that's helping us with our faith in God. And it's also showing individuals that God has power. Those individuals who come to us, because remember, listen to me closely, ministers. I'm talking to you at this time. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Listen to me closely. We have individuals who come into the church. They come into our conferences. They come different places. They have no idea about the power of God. Right? They have no idea. They know that there is a God because people talk about God all the time, but they have no idea power of God. And God says that that's what he wants ministers especially to begin to model the power of God. We talk about faith all the time. And God says, since faith is not seen, and it's not, faith is not seen. So a lot of people don't buy into faith. Think about it. If you somebody tell you, I have a shirt, it's a nice shirt, and it's $10, it's nice, brand new, and you never see it, are you going to really believe that? Are you going to hand them the $10 and you never see it? So God's saying that the power comes from within us. He has called you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking. See, I have a lot of ministers on here. Praise God. How y'all doing? See, yeah. I'm talking to you. If you on this line right now at this hour, I'm speaking directly to you, and I'm speaking to me as well. Listen, you have the power to pray and show people the power of God. People do not buy the fact of faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen because they don't see it. Right? And a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people always want signs and wonders. But God says that you was anointed with the power of prayer, with the power of letting people know that God is able to work situations out. He is able to open up doors. He is able to bless you financially. He is able to bless your careers. He's able to turn your life around. You are to tell people that when you pray over them so that the bystanders can understand the power of God as you are giving that person who you are praying for the power from God. It's very important. It starts with the ministers. It starts with the individuals who God has anointed and given you an ear for the revelation of God. Because God is unseen. Some people don't even buy the fact that God lives because they don't see him. But when you start praying about the power and where the source comes from, people begin to believe, people begin to build up their faith. Lives are saved, lives are transformed because of the power of God. Amen? Amen. So that's the first phase, speaking that thing into existence. You a minister, you evangelist, you a prophet. You have that anointing, God says. You have it. And so when you pray, you have the opportunity to pray for so many individuals. Well, no, I know, Lord. When they come up to you for prayer, I know, Lord, you can work this situation out. I know, Lord, that this person is going up for surgery. And I know, Lord, that you can be the physician. I know that you can bless them to be successful with their surgeries. I know that you can ease the pain. I know that you can help them. Right? Okay, let's move on. Internal. We talked about that, the internal. Once we begin to speak the power of God that is unseen, something happens on the inside, not only with you because you're practicing, but with the people you're praying for and the bystanders. Something happens on the inside. God shows me a picture, and he says, when Moses saw the burning bush, when Saul saw the burning bush, he said something happened to Saul. There was a change on the inside. God says the first obvious thing, once we get into accord with God and begin to pray and show the power of God, something happens on the inside. And how many of you know that when things happen on the inside, then simultaneously something has to be produced on the outside? But as I said before, the first part is speaking. The second part, God says that there is a change. There was a psalmist who says, a change has come over me. you know, we talk about, and I want to stick a pin there right quick, we talk about the things that are happening in the world. I'm guilty of it as well. We talk about how some of our youth are perishing. They're leaving here. We talk about there was a young man who committed suicide because he was being bullied. We talk about there are marital issues going on. There are things going on with people leaving here pretty quick. And we say, you know, we're praying, and I talk about the pastors in these different communities who need to go out and begin to reach out to individuals and begin to talk to people. But the main focus here is that when we talk about faith and when we talk about speaking, we have to start by speaking those things. God calls it promoting PR, speaking about the greatness of God. You know, and what better time than prayer than to talk about the power of God and what he can do? Because once that happens, a change comes over us. People begin to change their minds. You know, it's very sad when you have kids who are too stressed out and they're depressed. They want to commit suicide, or they go ahead and commit suicide. We have to do a better job, ministers, teachers, pastors, prophets, evangelists, over these kids and how God can protect them and how God can bless our youth to make the right decisions and how God can lead and guide our youth. When we speak and when we pray, we have to have power. That's the only way that our hearts and our minds are going to change. God says when we begin to speak with power, saying that God can do this and God can do that, then there is a change internally. We cannot change a wayward child unless we begin to speak the truth over that child, what God can do. Now, a lot of people say, and I'm speaking spiritually, this has nothing to do with when the students go to different places and schools and things of that nature. This charity starts at home. We're talking about at the house. Right? We're talking about the waywardness, okay? We have to be able to pray and know that God has the power to change. A lot of people say, I don't know what to do. I'm going to throw my hands up. I have no idea what to do with this kid. I have no idea, a parent saying that. I have no idea. I don't know. Well, charity starts at home, right? And so with that, begin to pray over your child and tell God, Lord, I know you can change my child's ways. I know that this is a good seed. I know that this is a good ground. I know, God, that you can change this situation. I know, God, that you can give wisdom and understanding. I know, God, that you can bless my child. You have to be able to do that. You can't give up. Can't send them away. They're still yours. Amen. So speaking, and then something happens internally. Then we talk about faith. At some point, faith becomes a thought. Faith becomes a thought. Did you hear what I said? So we have speaking, and that's speaking the power of God. We have the internal factor, which causes a change, and now we have faith, which faith is faith, period. We don't have anything that's synonymous with faith. Faith is faith. And so God says that when we begin to speak, we begin to change minds, and people begin to believe in God, which causes people to automatically have faith in God. Why? Because they trust God. Amen? They trust God. I was praying a few months ago, and I told God, I said, I trust you. And when you trust somebody, you have no doubts. And whatever God says, you say, that's what I'm going to do. And so God says, at this particular time, internally, this is a fragile time because somebody has exposed you to God. Somebody has told you about the power of God. You've either been a bystander, you've been the one being prayed for, or you the minister or whomever praying for this person. And then there's a change over your life. You have changed for the better. Your mind has changed. Your actions has changed. You no longer are depressed. You're not stressed out. You know your child is acting better in school, getting better grades. You're getting better reports. Your health is getting better. You know your home life is getting better. Your finances are getting better. Your career is getting better. And so there's a change. And then And here comes faith, comes walking through the door. And I'm going to tell you about faith, right? Faith is not something that is very obvious. We're going to call faith a very kind of, faith is very shy, right? Because faith, when faith comes into your heart and into your world, you have to turn it up some, because faith is small, but we serve a large God. And faith is only connected unto God. Did you hear what I said? I want to say this because a lot of people abuse faith. I want to be very clear. I'm talking to my listeners. And y'all want me to explain this? I'm explaining it to you. Faith, to be honest, faith is the most abused word. One of the most abused words, because a lot of people, listen to me closely, all right? Listen. I want you to open up your ears. I need you to listen to me, because I don't want you to miss this. A lot of people, many people, put faith in other people. You put faith in things. You put faith in jobs. You put faith in cause. You put faith in many other things except God. Amen? And then when the storms of life hit, to use that same faith and try to transfer it, did you hear what I said, to God. We try to use that same faith and try to transfer it to God. Let me tell you about this. I'm going to be very honest with you, because y'all are my listeners, okay? You cannot use that same faith that you was using in a person or a thing and think it's going to fly with God. You cannot use that same faith that was used in a person or a thing and think it's going to fly with God. It's not. I've learned that the only trust that I will put is in God. Because I know that God will give me the discernment on what to trust, who to trust. And so when we talk about faith, faith is faith. Okay? There's no word that's synonymous with faith. Either you have it or you don't, period. Okay? We have different levels of faith. But I'm telling you now, the best way to go is to always keep your faith in God. And God's going to take care of the rest. When you learn, when you begin to have individuals speak over your life, okay, even if you're just coming into the church or to an organization or whatever it is, or if you've been there a long time, and you can speak over your own life as well. But once you speak this in the power of God, there is going to be a change, I can guarantee you. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. It's not very obvious. Faith is shy, okay? But depending on the person, you can really bring faith out, right? You can make faith blossom. You can make faith obvious. And God can really change your world. But faith is very small. But faith can grow, but it depends on the person. Did you hear what I said? Your faith can grow, but it depends on you. You want to open up a franchise? God says you got to have faith. When you pray, you don't say, Lord, bless me to open up. No, Lord, I know that you can give me the wisdom. I know that you can connect me to the right people in order to open up a franchise. Lord, I know you can give me direction. I know that you can lead and guide me. I know that you can order my steps. I know that you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Those type of prayers leads to big faith. I'm telling you right now, as God revealed, whatever, did you hear what I said? Listen, because this is very strategic, whoever's on this line right now. whatever you ask for in the name of Jesus, it shall be granted. Whatever you ask for, it shall be granted right now on this line. Now, I'm going to tell you this as God is speaking. Do not ask something that you know that you're not ready for. You know it. God knows it. Make sure that you are ready for it when you ask. That's all I'm going to say. Faith. Then we talk about science. We go back to science. Okay? It's anything that takes up space. We talk about the creation of the world. God says that once we begin to speak with power, okay, once we begin to change, once we begin to have faith, God says osmosis happens and everything becomes external. Okay? Notice that when you begin to speak, you're speaking out in the atmosphere. That's external. The change that came over your life is obvious because actually your behaviors, your actions change. Your faith becomes better and you begin to, we call it taking risks, but God calls it the act of trusting in Him. Right? Sometimes we do things and we're like, oh my gosh, well, God told me to do that. Right? And so that's an act of faith. So that brings us up to external, which is math. Okay? If any man wear Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and we have some faith now. Okay? Faith is obvious. We're letting God order our steps. We're asking for what we want. We're seeking and we're finding. We're knocking and doors are steady being opened. We praise and thank God because we know that God can do it. We know that God can open doors. We know that God is able. We know that God is real in our souls because we've seen God do it. And we know that God is the Alpha and the Omega because God has the first say of our lives and He has the last say. We know that God can change any situation. We know that God can turn away the devil during trying times. And so we begin to have this faith. We have this faith, God says, then we feel more comfortable going to Him in all things. You know how sometimes what we do is when we go through problems or circumstances, we'll call people and we'll talk to people about it. Start talking to God. Once you have that faith and it becomes external, we begin to pray unto God. God says it becomes external. You no longer hold it in. You no longer keep it. God says bring all of your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. He says all of that's external. And so when we have that faith, then God says that we begin to bring all of those things unto God. We don't hold it inside. It's no longer internal, okay? It's no longer inside of us. God says we bring it all to Him, all those mishaps that we have, all those things. God says we don't go in our own strength, right? You get mad at somebody, you ready to tell them off. We pray unto God instead, amen? God says those are all external things where God takes care of it. Then He talks about the miracles. He says once we have faith, once we begin to bring all of our burdens unto God and begin to talk to God like we do when we call people on the telephone, amen, praise God. God says, then He says things begin to happen, and we call those things miracles. He says that franchise you was talking about, things begin to fall into place. You have investors. You have individuals who want to really invest in what you're doing. I mean, it's like, wow, you have gig after gig. Your ministry is growing. Praise God. Your finances are doing well. Your career is great. Amen. You started your own consulting business. Praise God. Your hair business, all that's doing real well. You begin to see different leverages, and you begin to have different talents and gifts that you're able to utilize and give to the world, and everybody's happy. Praise God. Amen. And so we talk about the miracles, the healing, the pain that you was going through, the neck pain, the back pain, all those things are going away. Those are miracles from God. God says, why? Because externally, your faith, right, your faith has caused you to do different things and caused you to come unto God. Because you came unto God, God is able to perform miracles in your life because of your faith, right? He talks about Noah. He says Noah was saved and Noah was blessed. His family was blessed because he had the faith of God. He says all those other Israelites, you know, they didn't believe in God. You know, they were hard-headed. God says they didn't experience the miracles. They wasn't saved. And then he talks about the creation. God says that if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Okay? And I said that a million times tonight. But God says that your life takes a whole 180. You have a new life. God's speaking it right now. He says right now you have a new life. God says, I have given you a new start. He says, new things. Listen to me closely. I want you to hear me out. All of you who are on the line right now, I'm not talking about people who are going to listen in an hour, people who are going to listen in a week, a month, or a year. Listen, I'm talking to you right now. I have 332 people on the line. Praise God. Listen to me. Hear me out. Starting right now, I've spoken it because God has spoken. Everything is new. The new year is not even here yet. Did you hear what I said? Listen to me closely. Everything is new. I'm going to say it again because you still don't believe me. Everything, your life is new. God shows me a slate. It's clear. It's clean. Everything in your life is new. Listen to me closely. Okay. I want to talk about this real quick. Okay. Right now, whatever it is that you really need, did you hear what I said? I didn't say won't. I said need. This is your homework for tonight. And God is going to do it. And I'm telling you, the reason why I'm very sure of this is because this is a revelation. I don't play with God. Or I really don't. And I wouldn't say this if it wasn't true. Listen to me very closely. I have to get that in a minute. I'm sorry. Listen to me very closely. Whatever it is that you want, God is going to give it. Excuse me, that you need. Thank you, Lord. That you need, God is going to give it to you. He said it's brand new right now. Listen to me closely. We're not just talking about things. We're talking about peace of mind. We're talking about happiness. We're talking about whatever it is that you need to you. I'm telling you right now. I'm not talking about who's joined, who just joined, who joined, who's going to join 3 weeks from now. No. You on this phone right now, I'm talking to you. Pray tonight. That includes me. Whatever you need, pray tonight. Amen? And I'm going to tell you how sure I am that this is from God. I guarantee you that I'm going to receive some inboxes. Guaranteed. No joke. It's very important that we continue to listen to the voice of God. It's very important, in summation, that we understand that faith starts internally, and it starts with us. It starts with speaking those things to God with power, encouraging God. But we're not encouraging God because God doesn't need encouragement. When you are a minister, pastor, evangelist, you're encouraging yourself, you're encouraging the person you're praying for, and you're encouraging the congregation or the bystanders. And you're letting them know that I serve a God who is powerful. Who's going to buy a shirt that they've never seen? Who's going to buy a shirt that you say, oh, this shirt is so comfortable. This shirt just blesses me. Without you somehow illustrating, being a witness of how great that shirt is. We live in a world, listen to me closely, and I want to say this, and I'm wrapping this up. We live in a world where people don't believe in God. We live in a world where people don't have faith. We live in a world where people would rather take the easy way out because they can't see God. The only time, and it's true, somebody may see God is through you, right? It's very important that we are references for God. Okay? Very important. Right. So then we talk about internal. Right. It goes with the speaking, then there's a change, then there's faith, then there's osmosis. And we transition into external. We begin to have faith. We begin to go to God, take all of our burdens unto the Lord. See, we can quote that scripture, but if people don't understand this internal and external process, people are holding on to things. That's why we have people, kids, babies, committing suicide, because they don't understand about taking everything to God in prayer, because it's an internal thing. See, they're still functioning on the internal aspect. Nobody has told them, listen, make it known unto God. Cry out unto God and tell God all of your troubles. That's why it's very important, parents. I say that all the time. Charity starts at home. It don't start at school, at the church. It starts at home. That's where it starts. And so we need to move these individuals who are stressed out, who are depressed, we need to move them to the external phase as quick as possible. A 911 call as quick as possible, because these individuals need to understand that they take everything unto God and to prayer. And he will begin to transform our lives and bring those good things into our lives and create in us a clean heart. It starts a whole new creation. God says that we have made it to a new point, and this is not even the new year. God is about to do some things for us that he would do in a new year. God is about to bring some new things in our lives for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen? Amen. So in summation, and I'm serious, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Understand that faith is internal and external. We must speak these things, and we must speak it with power. We must we'll understand and see a change, and then we'll begin to have faith in God, and then it goes into osmosis, where we will have external factors, where we'll have faith, and we'll begin to go to God, take all of everything to God. We'll stop calling people, telling them about our problems. We'll call them and tell them about the goodness of God and the solutions. Amen. Then God will begin to perform miracles in our lives. That neck pain that you're talking about, God says, I can heal it. But you have to be able to come to God and say, Lord, I know you can heal this neck pain. I know you can take this pain away, Lord. Understand? Then we go into the creation. Whole different person, because you have faith. So faith is very important. And we're going to save the other faith for next time. But faith is very important. Spiritual faith is unseen. And the only way that faith is obvious is that we make it obvious through speaking, through our actions. Once we speak it, there's a change automatically, God says. But on tonight, everybody is going to experience newness in your life. This is not a bait. This is not something that's made up. It's not a fairy tale. It's not make-believe. Listen to me very closely for my millionaire group and my 2 millionaire group and my 3. Ooh, some of y'all, ooh, Lord. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to be posting some things, some revelations that God gave me, and as well as talking on the radio station. It's very important that you prepare. You must be prepared for what God is about to do in our lives. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook at freedolove, ALFREDALOVE, or email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Speaking of that, I need to email some individuals because I have to get you on my ministry. Had some people from California and other places call, and I need to call you back. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, check out the AfreeLoveShow.com. Be sure to connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn, AfreeLove. I'm on AfreeLoveShow.com. You can send me some emails. And, of course, Dr. AfreeLove on Facebook. Be sure to connect with me. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, check out, I have a project coming up. We're going to have a workshop on marketing. And the workshop is going to be in Waco, Texas, at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So we welcome each and every one of you, especially if you're opening up a business, thinking about opening up a business, or if you want to know about marketing. Speaking of marketing, please check out the Dallas Gospel Connection on theafterlifeshow.com, Dallas Gospel Connection. If you want to promote your ministries, or if you want to promote your gifts and talents, or your churches, or your groups, or if you're a speaker, we have some very great packages for you. So please check it out at afterlifeshow.com. In addition to that, once again, check out the Facebook page. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to get back on schedule. To be honest with you, and I'm talking to each and every one of my listeners, I've been going through some allergy issues. Yes, some allergy issues, and I haven't been feeling well. And so I've been taking it easy, and so I'm back gradually. So I'm going to make a schedule, and I'm going to line up some individuals to interview, and we're going to get back in the swing of things. I have a couple of speaking gigs, and I have some book tours and radio interviews that I'm going to let you know about. Continue to pray for me. I will pray for you. Continue to listen to the AfterLifeShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. We have a ministry on probably around 10 o'clock on tomorrow. I'm going to get back on schedule starting next week, God's will. So please be sure to come back and let somebody know that the AfterLifeShow.com was on. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for connecting. I had a couple of television shows connect with me on today. Thank you so much. And continue to just pray to God. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.